And if something happened on this day last year, you know, exactly on this day, you'd say, it happened exactly a
year ago today.
And you might, when you went outside this morning, look up and say, I don't like the look of those black.
Those black clouds.
And say on a day when it's not like today, but when the sun's shining and not any clouds, you'd say it's a what kind of day? It's
a bad day.
What about the other kind of day when it's dark and
hazy clouds or windy?
Yes. And say if it's been fair, but then clouds start coming and you're expecting rain, you'd say it's what? It's
threatening.
Threatening, yes.
Threatening weather.
And you might say if it's been cloudy and the clouds are starting to pull away, you'd say the weather's doing what?
It's fine old.
I hope it's going to do this afternoon here, I'm afraid it's not. Say a heavy rain that lasts for a long time, I mean just a short while, you'd say that's a what kind of rain?
Flash, had a downpour for a little while.
What if it's got thunder and lightning in it for you?
Had a thunderstorm, thundercloud.
If you see them where you'd have the thunder and the lightning but no rain,
yeah.
What would they call that one?
That was an electric cloud.
Kind of electrical storm.
Yeah.
I guess, did they used to have a lot, that Cobb River used to flood a lot down there?
Well, yes, it seemed that it used to flood more than it did now, but I think it all determined the land used to be more cultivated. There's old Milan and the water run off faster. Now it's covered back up with forest and all the mulch that's on the ground, it holds the water back until part of it can get on the way.
Now you're talking about, say the wind was very high last night, you might say, well the wind was blowing hard, but it has, you're talking about...
Had blowed hard.
Yes. And say if the wind was coming from that direction, you'd say you had what kind of wind?
Had a southwest or south wind.
Mm-hmm. If it came from this one, you'd have a what kind of
wind? You'd have a west wind.
Mm-hmm.
Or back behind you would be a north wind and an east wind over here.
Where does most of the wind would it come
we
from?
We get our wind out of the south and the southwest, southeast and the south southwest. By the west.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about kinds of rain. You know when you have a rain and it's just coming down, not real hard, but just coming down.
Drizzling.
And what if you can go out and not hardly get wet in it, you'd say it's just
sprinkling.
Just sprinkling.
Yeah.
And the heavy white mist, you know, that maybe come
off. That's
over.
Fog.
You said, I couldn't see today because it was so
foggy.
And you know, a period, say you have a period of a couple of weeks without rain, you'd say you're having a
dry spell.
What if it lasts longer, maybe most of the summer you'd have
had a drought.
I guess here though, they usually have pretty good rain, don't they?
Last year was the worst we've had in a long, long time.
Just not much rain at all?
We during the time of a crop growing, crop making time, we didn't have any rain. Didn't get any rain. There's a lot of crops through this area here that deteriorated because of lack of water.
Well, did it just stunt the growth? Or
it just...
They couldn't grow at all?
It just wasn't anything made.
And then I guess y'all had a pretty wet winter, like everybody else.
Well, we hadn't had the normal flow of fall of water.
Hmm.
We've had some surface rains, but we hadn't had any rain that would soak in and wet the subsoil.
Hmm. Is that bad, pretty bad for summer crops, or was that?
Well, it would be if it was continue on into that, but usually there's something in the front. Be possible that when they got a hold of it, but whenever they get ready to plant a crop the spring, well, sometimes we wrapped up with water. It has to have